If those who touched the hem of his cloak were healed, what about us who take his body and blood right into our own? We should pray for ourselves and for others for healing. As you notice, we finished the letter to the Hebrews and we're in the book of Genesis, the very first 19 verses, actually. What do we do with a text like this? There's been so much work done, some of it quite good, some of it on a faulty foundation, but nevertheless helping us see what's going on here in some ways. The only way to get it is to experience the dependence of the whole world on God. You've got to experience it. I can remember, I was just 20 years old. I was had just joined the Trappists, and we were in an old CCC camp, dead winter, and it was chilly. I was only 20, so I wasn't allowed to get up at 2. I had to wait to get up at 3 and go over to the church, which was just a barracks kind of thing that had been transformed. It was quite nice the way they transformed it. So as I was walking over there, it was a beautiful night, and the sky was black with stars like jewels. And I looked up, and I was so taken that I was frightened. This is all God. God did all this. You see? And that's, 50, 60, 61 years ago. But it still is fresh. It's out of that kind of a experience that this author or this school of authors is writing. And they're mystics, and they're great scholars, this school of thought. And they are aware of how many people have tried to get at the mystery of origins without knowing the one true God. You can't do it. But that doesn't mean that they were totally devoid of all insight. So these men were aware of a millennium or more of efforts to get at the beginnings. Some of them are quite awkward. Some are poetic. Some are... And it's given to these people by revelation. And so it's worth, we go on about our own business and never realize, as I was brought up short, that 3 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the winter walk, when I was walking through the snow, everything depends on God. Now, we can say that, and we should, but to know it is a grace from the Holy Spirit. And in their own way, not knowing the one through whom it was all made, Jesus, the Word, as it says in John, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was turned toward God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made. And he walked among us. He healed. And so this text, he's beginning now, and he's going to, or they are, to model this on a week. Now, the arrogance of some dear souls, thinking these are sort of intellectual pygmies, and they think, it was a week and first day, second day. Well, how come the first day he makes light and he doesn't make the sun, you know, and so forth. It's childish. See, this material, and we'll be coming back to it, Lent's only about 4 or 5 weeks away, and then we get down to rock bottom. And we start with sin and repentance and the mess to explain what's wrong with the world. What's wrong with the world is sin. But here's this splendid vision, you see. This author, they call this group the priestly author or authors. And it's true. They are looking upon this in a liturgical way. This is not the only one who does this. John does it in the first two chapters. On the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, the third day. And then you see, they put in a when. From the point of view of Hebrew grammar, what are you going to say is possible? But it's Bereshit, bara Elohim. The first three words in the Bible. In the beginning, God created. Those are the first three words. You see? Like John, in the beginning was the Word. See, you can put that beginning wherever you want. The Word already was. You see? And so then, everything that God makes is good. You see this vision? He structures it on a week, and it ends with Shabbat. And that's the day when God looks at everything and says it was very good. That's what we're supposed to be doing on Shabbat. You see, you've heard me on this before, the months, the years, the days, they're all measured by the movement of the sun, the moon, the stars, you know. Shabbat is measured by the Word of God. There's nothing built into the cosmos that says that this seventh day is sacred. That's God. And this man is saying all of creation is subject to that decree of God. And so he strings these days out over six to teach us how important Sabbath is. As we don't get that far today, but God himself rested on the Sabbath. And so we have this effortless power of God. Huh? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And this is not a bad translation, but you got to remember, you see, it's funny how we get so excited at the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads and all these ancient Indian texts, and we come to this and we apply our own little technical mind. Why can't we see this text written probably almost 1,000 years before the Lord came? Is describing something that can only be described symbolically. It's too great. Even when we come to the sin. And so, they describe the universe as they saw it. You see? First thing that was created was light. Yehior. Vayehior. Let there be light. And there was light. God is the source of light. Now, if we ponder this text, and I have to move on, remember, ask the Lord to give you a vision of the abyss of love from which all this proceeds. Remember, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, were infinitely happy, rejoicing in one another. They knew who they were. Why did they create anything? It adds nothing to their being or to their joy or to their headache, really. It's not for God, though. Out of this incredible depth of love, see, the Father creates through the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that now. They didn't know that. And so this whole universe is a gift of love, coming from this abyss of love in God. And so we're starting now to go through this text, which is a teaching on the wonder of God's love and our total dependence upon Him. And this man, or these men who love the liturgy, model this text on the liturgy. The sixth day, climax, making man. Seventh day, Shabbat. Now, he doesn't think that's the way it happened. He's trying to teach us that from this abyss of love comes this creative abundance upon which we are all radically dependent. And it culminates in that communion between God and man. God rested, and He said, you rest. We'll rest together. I want you to get to know me.